Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Well, hello everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and welcome back to Casual Friday on Real Estate Coaching Radio. This week, we're going to be talking about the Referral Exchange Lead Matching Service, and we're going to explore how this can help you to grow your business. Now, this is a live show, and our call-in number is 347-857-1195, or write me at questions@realestatecoachingradio.com. Also, if you want to schedule a free coaching call, I am on the roster. I'm hiding down there at the very bottom of the page at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. But the people that you really want to schedule a call with are Tim and Julie, and they're on that page as well. Trust me, they are the real deal, and they will get you on track. Okay, so as I mentioned at the top of the show, today we're going to be talking about Referral Exchange, which is a lead matching service that promises to match your outbound leads with three great agents, manages the entire process, and pays you a 25% referral fee to boot. So we've got a special discount as well for listeners of today's show, so stay tuned and we will get that to you a little bit later on. Now, I would like to give you a very special welcome for our guest, Scott Olson, who's joining us from Flywheel Networks. He's coming on to tell us a little bit more about the Referral Exchange. Scott, are you with us? Hello, Scott? Well, I can see that he's on the call, and we will try back here in just a sec. But until then, what I'm going to do is kind of start out with an overview of Referral Exchange. This service here, we found this online. Basically, what Referral Exchange does is they take your outbound leads and they match those to agents inside of their network. And so they will handle a lot of that grunt work for your outbound leads. And it looks like they have different types of like grading for those. And I believe that means they may handle them a little bit differently from leads that maybe you don't know that well, all the way up to personal leads. And so they will help work with those folks, you know, no matter how well you know them, no matter how closely you're affiliated with them, and they will they'll help you get them all set up. Okay, so let's try just one more time. And see if it looks like he has disappeared. Okay, so getting back to it, with Referral Exchange, again, it's a network of 12,000 agents. It's invitation only, and I believe that Agent Machine is another part of that network, and that's invitation only as well. So this is a little bit more exclusive network. Now, as I understand things, Referral Exchange is kind of the gateway drug, if you will. That's the one that folks can kind of come in the front door through and learn a little bit more about, you know, how it works. They can get started. They can send some outbound leads through there. They can start getting their commissions in place. And from there, then start moving things forward. Now, it looks like Scott is back. I'm going to put him on the call. Let's see if we can get him on the air.
Hello, Scott. Can you hear me?
Oh, wonderful,
yes.
Sir. Wonderful. A little bit of technical issues, but that's the downside.
Well,
I'll tell you,
I work with an internet company, and still can't work at the phones, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just glad that you joined us. I was ad-libbing a little bit, but, I did kind of inform the audience about Referral Exchange, and they are definitely prepared for you. So if it's okay, I'd like to start right out by asking you to give us kind of an expert explanation of what Referral Exchange actually is.
Okay, yeah. Referral Exchange is a service that we're making available to agents to send in any sort of either personal referrals or raw web leads into our agent network of 12,000 top agents across the country. And I think you took the audience a little through the economics. So if an agent sends us, let's say, a referral of a family member or something, we will match that with our top three agents in that geography. And then should it close, the sending agent would receive a 25% referral fee.
Okay. So people put their leads in there. Now I guess I should ask, one of the other things that I mentioned was there are different client types here from raw to personal. And I pulled that off the website, but that kind of intrigued me. Do you handle those a little bit differently depending on how close that relationship is?
Yes. So what we've found in, you know, we've been in business for almost 9 years. What we found is that that personal servicing is the key to making these successful transactions. And so we have a servicing staff here that will handle each of the referrals that an agent inputs into our system. So, for example, on personal referrals, you get the same white glove service that we always give, but it is a streamlined process through our servicing. Now, raw leads is because some of our, you know, for example, we have agents that do extensive, like, PPC campaigns, and they'll get a lot of interest from people on the web outside of their market area. And the agent won't have talked to this person. So before we send anything to our network, we will actually call the client and verify that their real estate interest.
So it sounds like maybe the difference there is kind of an education thing. With a personal lead, they probably know a little bit more coming in the door, you know, and the referring agent is able to provide a little bit more information about them so they don't need as much. But then with a raw lead, I mean, if that's coming out of a PPC campaign, it sounds like you guys have to do a fair amount of education on the front end, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we have a full qualification process. We'll reach out to that client on average 7 times over the next 7 days just to verify that, you know, yes, they were on your IDX website. Yes, they want to see a property that you don't quite service. And yes, I would like to be matched up with 3 agents. So the sending agents get paid the same on both personal and referral and raw referrals.
Well, and this lead follow-up now, is that primarily, is it telephone or is it email? Because I understand that's one of the things that's part of the white glove service is that, you know, once that handoff occurs and the sending agent says, okay, these are my outbound leads, you guys really take that over. How do you manage kind of bringing them into the fold, as it were?
Yes. As you know, real estate transactions can take a while to close. We see on average, you know, 6 to 9 months would be a normal close period for either a buyer or a seller. And so because we're working with these 12,000 agents every week, let's say, we've built a good relationship with them. So the agents that have received your referral would be prompted to give us updates on the transactions as they process through the pipeline.
Oh, okay. So you know, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to kind of visualize this. The core idea is really intriguing, though. You know, I mean, if I'm an agent and I have lots of leads, I can follow up on a certain number of those. And, you know, and if I have outbound leads there, that's not something I can really do a whole lot with, right? And so this service is going to give me a referral fee and take that workload basically off my plate. You know, which is basically that's kind of a money-making proposition right there.
Yeah, exactly. We have a, you know, extensive servicing staff that are talking to these agents on a weekly basis. So, you know, if say you referred your uncle in Florida, you know, we would be talking to these Florida agents every week, and we'd be like, oh, how's Tim's uncle doing? Okay, good. Still listed. Got some interest. Maybe a price drop. But we would be able to telegraph that back to you on a regular basis. And because, you know, our agents on average have been with us 4.5 years, we use technology basically to create personal relationships with each of these 12,000 agents. And so, Yeah, they're very known to us, and they're very, you know, reliable professionals that are in the industry full time and top producers. So that helps with the follow up as well.
Absolutely. Now, I guess one thing I should ask is, I from what I've read, again, you know, trust seems like this is kind of a, well, obviously it's a cornerstone of that lead relationship, but it sounds like this is a large part of your company as well. So why should agents trust you? I mean, what's what would be the cornerstone of that relationship?
Yeah. The trust comes from two sides, which is, you know, we don't get paid, aside from the membership fee, we don't really get paid until the deal closes. So we have spent a long time honing this agent network. And so, you know, of the 12,000 agents, you know, a good number of agents have been filtered out of the system through, you know, non-responsiveness, or they've left the industry. So there is a large degree of trust established between us and our network agents.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it, a lot of it's length of time then. Well, you know, and that takes me back up to some other questions. And I should apologize for jumping around. You know, I usually kind of pre-write my questions, and you know, today I kept coming up with really great questions to ask, but I wasn't sure where to put them. So I'm bouncing around a little bit, but you know, so the company, I mean, I guess to rewind the clock back here, this goes back to 2005. That's when you guys started this, right?
Yeah, we started with a consumer offering. And because of that, we were fairly low profile. We were communicating mostly to the consumers. And the idea there was, it is very hard to shop around for real estate agents. You know, there's a lot of noise in the market, and It is a bit haphazard how consumers might shop for real estate agents. So the idea was, we're going to, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Consumer, we're going to give you the exact three real estate agents that you should talk to about your transaction, and then you can interview them in an organized process and then select the one that you want to work with. And so through that, we have built this this nationwide network of trusted real estate agents. And serving, you've seen, you know, all price points and property types. And you know, as we've refined this network, we're like, oh, this could be very interesting to real estate agents. Why don't we open this up to other real estate agents so they can send, you know, like I said, out-of-area leads into us or raw web leads.
Oh, okay. So it originally started as kind of invitation only. Would that be the way to describe it for the entire network?
Yes. Yeah, we've hand-recruited all 12,000 real estate agents over the years.
Okay. Yeah, that was the part I wasn't sure about. But, yeah, so then starting out in 2005 and growing, you know, and obviously the first two or three years there would have been great, but, you know, I'm sure the financial crisis would have been a bump in the road for you guys as well as everybody else. Now when that happened, one of the things I wondered about is, how did that help shape the company, or did it? Did it really impact you guys much?
I would say it was, yeah, like you referenced, it was a pretty slow time in the industry. I do know one of our agents in Las Vegas, we sent 150 sellers to in a year, and not one of them could sell because they were underwater. So, yeah, it was a tough time for all of us. But, you know, we've pulled together, and I would say right now we're reaping the benefit of it because we've had time to grow this network. This isn't a quick thing that we put together to try to hype up some marketing hype. This is a really performing network of trusted closers all over the country. For example, you know, my grandmother was looking to sell her property, and I put her right into the system, and you know, didn't tell anyone in the servicing staff, and she got matched up with the three agents, and she selected one of them. So the network is a really quality network, and then also, you know, we had a funny case come across our desk the other day, which was a referral exchange network agent had a. She was in Nebraska, and she had a client that wanted to find chicken property in Salida, Colorado, so which is a rural town in Colorado, and we had a network agent there that we'd been working with for six years, and she had sent properties out to this customer. So we have both breadth and depth of quality agents. And so that's something that you can't fake, that you just have to build through time. And so, you know, in our corporate history, we've sold $4.5 billion worth of property through our agent network.
Wow, wow, $4.5 billion is tremendous. That is tremendous. Yeah, and you know, and I think that the point that you made just a few seconds ago about, you know, it's not a fly by night. You guys are established, and I think that any company, any organization that made it through the crisis, you know, what one of the things that we've seen is it kind of winnowed out some of the smaller firms, some of the fly by night organizations, and you know, and so the companies that made it really had to get their act together, and I believe that is one of the things that Tim and Julie Harris really liked about what you guys are doing is you've been able to grow this over time and make it through those tough periods by just continuing to make things better. So, well, now in terms of referrals, with what you're doing with the agent matching, is this something that an agent could even try to do themselves?
You know, Tim, I would say when we talk to agents, and this ties into, you know, the purpose of your program. When we talk to agents, we say, well, how many referrals a year do you do? And usually the answer is, you know, I do about 3 to 4 referrals a year. And when we talk to agents, it's like, well, why so few, right? I think the conception out there in the agent world is like, well, I really need a locked down client, right? I need, in order for me to take the time and effort to call someone and represent to another agent, I have a referral for you. Would you be willing to trade paper on this? In order to make that phone call, the agent feels like they have to get a firm commitment from the client. And in order to, you know, make it worth their effort for that paperwork. So when we talk to agents, we're like, yeah, you do 3 or 4 referrals a year with like, you know, your uncle in Florida that's determined to sell his property and promises to go with any agent that you send his way. We're trying to expand the possibilities of referrals for your agents. For example, you know, if you're at a cocktail party, you know, obviously, real estate agents are a bit like doctors. As soon as you tell someone you're a real estate agent, you're going to start talking about real estate. And so, you know, you're at, let's say in this use case, you're at a cocktail party and someone's like, oh, I have a vacation home. Can't wait to sell it. You know, in the past, you know, an agent definitely wouldn't view that as a referral. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's you should sell it. With us, because all of these receiving agents are primed to understand that, look, this is an indication of interest through a client, call them, offer your service, and if the customer goes with you, they will go with you, right? Because of that, we think this gives agents a tool that they couldn't really do on their own, for example.
Sure. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. The thing that excited me was, you know, in that example as well, one of the things that Tim and Julie talk about all the time is expanding your center of influence. You know, when you describe the cocktail party to me, that seems like, you know, where that could come back to being, you know, another part of your center of influence. Even if that lead goes out the door, that person will remember you, right? That person will value you as an agent, whereas otherwise it would just disappear. So
yeah, exactly. And right now, Referral Exchange is offering a service to agents that make money, right? You know, they put in their locked-in personal referrals, they'll make money on those. They put in their raw web leads, they'll make money on those. But, yeah, this is part of a larger industry picture that I see, which is, you know, maybe going back to your uncle in Florida, right? You know, every year at Thanksgiving, he's going to talk to you about his real estate transaction. Should I sell now? I'm thinking about doing this. And for that, you are a sort of a long-term strategic advisor for real estate, right? But when the time comes for the transaction, we'll let you get paid on that, essentially. So there is a, like you said, there's a sphere of influence that you have as a real estate professional and some strategic guidance, and then when the actual transaction comes, you can get paid no matter where the transaction is in the country.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know, going to, I guess this would go to agents trying to do this themselves. You, one of the things that's on your website, and I'll bring this up on my PC really quick again, you have a competitive landscape overview on the website. And I thought that was really interesting because none of the, you know, these are, again, none of these are really competitors. It just like kind of like these are different ways that, you know, folks might do this, I guess, if they were going to try and do some of the same stuff, but none of them really match up with what Referral Exchange is doing. Is that something you could talk about a little bit with us?
Yeah, I would say the real unique part of us is that we do fully handle the transaction side. You know, we a lot of if real estate agents work at some of the national brokerages, they will have a referral system in place. And usually what we hear from agents, you know, we have Keller Williams agents, we have RE/MAX agents. Usually what we'll hear from agents is, oh, yeah, there's an area in the internal system I can go to for referrals, but I never use it, right? It does seem like a bit of a backwater. A lot of the times, you know, depending on the different national brands, how they work, sometimes they're like, you know, I only get one agent. Can't have much dialogue with them regarding the transaction. I feel like I'm not that much in control. And other limitations. So I do believe we are unique in the fact that we want your referral to close. We are actively working to get your referral to close. You know, a lot of times we'll send a couple agents to the customer and they'll be like, yeah, I want to see more. Right, we'll go back and we'll send more agents. A lot of times, a buyer will be like, "Well, I'm not ready to buy. Check back with me in 6 months." We'll check back with them in 6 months, see if they are then ready to buy. So, if you look at just the pure mechanics that we're offering, you know, sometimes we talk to agents and say, "We're like your outsourced referral department. We're like that person that you could hire to handle all these outbound referrals and fax papers back and forth." We make that easier. But, yeah, like we were discussing before, we think we make things that weren't possible before possible now.
Wonderful. Well, Scott, I'd like to come back and examine this in a little bit more detail. And so right now, let's take a quick commercial break. And then when we get back in just a moment, we will we'll continue talking about Referral Exchange.
According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between $8 and $10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending $30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Real Estate Coaching Radio. We have been joined graciously by Scott Olson from Flywheel Networks, the parent organization of the Referral Exchange, and we are talking about how agents can use that to basically send in some of those outbound leads that they have and have Referral Exchange handle those and then give them a commission in return. So let me bring Scott back on, and I think we'll start out by asking what the cost is on this. Okay, Scott, yes. Are you back with us?
Wonderful. I'm back, Tim.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, I'd like to ask about the cost. What does it typically cost for an agent to get enrolled, and then is there any kind of a monthly service fee or anything like that?
So to start with Referral Exchange, it is a one-time lifetime membership fee of $495, and no monthly charges after that.
Okay. And again, we do have a discount, and I want to thank yourself as well as the staff of Referral Exchange of Flywheel Networks for helping us get that for our listeners. So that would only be, I guess, $395, and we'll get to that later on. But now, with that cost, is that the only hurdle to getting involved? Because I know there's a screening process as well, but that's only for the agents in the network, right? That's not to send agents into the network?
To send leads in, it's open to all agents, no matter how junior they are. In order to receive leads, that is a second screening process.
Okay, and that, I think, that goes to the trust factor, and probably I think it also goes to, you know, one of the reasons that it costs for agents to get involved with the service, because one of the things that you provide is kind of that guarantee of quality of agents in your network. Can I ask you a little bit about some of the criterion that are involved with that, like what kind of agents are in the network, what their qualifications might be, anything along those lines?
Yeah, so when we were building the receive side of the network over the last 9 years, like I mentioned, we did a first initial pass, and that would be we'd evaluate agents on their market presence, and then also they had to have either 3 years of real estate experience, 20 transactions, or $5 million sold in the last 12 months. So that would be like the initial hurdle. And then once these agents were in our network, because, again, our whole business model is we don't get paid until the deal closes, so we're pretty picky about who actually receives these leads. So after we recruited someone based on our capacity needs, then we would evaluate them for the in-network performance.
Okay. Now, this is probably a bad question to chase that last one with, because we're talking about folks in the network, but I'm going to jump back here. So, again, the cost is $495 for the average agent on the street to join Referral Exchange. And then how long would it take for someone, and again, maybe I have, like you'd mentioned, an uncle in Florida maybe who wants to sell a house. How long would it take me as an agent to get into the network so that I could submit that lead?
If you signed up for $495, and again, $100 discount for listeners of your program, you could immediately start submitting leads to us.
Okay. So, and most agents probably have several of these. They've been stockpiling, I would imagine.
Yes, we found that with our customers is a lot of times the first thing they'll say is like, you know, I have about 50 people I might want to put in. Can you work that? And generally we do, and then they're all caught up, and then as the leads come in, then they'll send them our way.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. I think, you know, that gives them an opportunity to go through their center of influence list too. And so maybe they can get some double mileage out of that, you know, and call around and maybe check some of those leads on their end before they submit them. And that way they might drum up some new business.
And we've seen agents incorporate us into their drip marketing campaigns, essentially. They'll be like, you know, hello, happy 4th of July. Just to let you know, I've now joined a nationwide network, and I can service any of your real estate needs all over the country. Just talk to me. And, you know, Tim, when it comes to center of influence, you know, I find that people like to compensate their real estate agents. You know, it's like, you know, I've known Tim for 10 years. You know, he's always great to me when I ask him advice. Now I'm selling my vacation property. Hey, that's great. I can compensate him.
Yeah. I mean, I would look at that. Well, it's a service industry, right? You know, and you go to a restaurant, you have good service, and you expect to give a tip to the waiter. And so with a real estate agent, I think it probably goes along those same lines, you know. Now, there may be some folks who disagree with that. There may be some folks who say, well, I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, I know my perspective has always been, my family's perspective has always been, you know, We value that expertise that the person has, and that's absolutely worth the money. And so, if we're able to help them, you know, then yeah, that seems like it's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Well, now can a broker owner use this service, or is this service just for agents?
Right now, we're going just to agents. We've had brokers inquire about getting all of their agents on our system, but we have essentially just started rolling this out to the agent population. So there's still some work on how would we work with brokers? Could you get referral exchange as part of your being a agent under a broker? Right now, if agents want to access the system, they should. You know, give us a call and we'll have a consultation with them.
Oh, okay. Now, so a broker could still enroll, but they would enroll as an agent, not necessarily enroll as the umbrella that other agents would be under. That's kind of the gist of it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, let me see. And again, I'm going down my list of questions. I think we already, you know, we covered how it's possible to expand an agent's referral business. So I'm not sure if that's even worth touching on more. But, you know, again, 12,000 agents, they will match them with three. So basically this lets somebody work all 50 states, right? So it's a nationwide network.
All 50 states. And the quality of the matches are really good because we have this dense coverage in urban areas and this spread coverage in rural areas as well. And it's good for, you know, for sending agents. It's good for them because there is a bit of, let's say, depersonalization, which is like, look, give this a shot. If this doesn't work, you know, hey, we took a shot. You had a need to find real estate agents in this geography you're going to. You know, I've worked with these guys in the past. They've been really good. It kind of lessens some of the, you know, real estate is about reputation, right? And so some of the hesitancy I believe that real estate agents have in referring leads is, well, now I'm kind of representing this unknown broker to my uncle. I haven't fully vetted this person. With our service, it does allow real estate agents to be a little more open with their relative, which is, hey, let's give this a shot. It's a zero-risk opportunity. If we see an agent we like, we can take it. If we don't, I can help you out in some other way. So in that sense, it should free up real estate agents to be a little more open with helping clients find agents in different areas.
Well, you know, the situation that comes to mind for me was I took a job in the Phoenix area about a couple years ago now. And in this local area where we live north of Seattle, my wife and I, we have two particular real estate agents. These are, you know, owner brokers, but they're also, you know, active that we just absolutely love. These are the experts in our area. And when we moved to Phoenix, we talked to these folks, and they didn't know anybody. They didn't know the territory. They basically just said, well, you just look at houses you like, you know, online. But if they had someone that they could refer us to, or even, you know, with the referral exchange, right, if they were able to put us in there and say, you know what, I'm going to get you in the door with a place that's going to get you somebody that's handpicked that I trust, we would have gone with that in a heartbeat, because the alternative for us was, even though we had local agents that we knew and loved, we ended up working with somebody just kind of blind in the Phoenix area. And we got lucky. He was a really great fellow when he helped us out, but, you know, that's a toss-up, right? So
yeah.
So even, you know, even for us, you know, and I would bet that probably anybody who's moving would probably go through the same thing. So that, yeah, it seems like referral exchange is a no-brainer, you know, if you've ever met anybody who's moving or looking at an area, at least.
And agents can be as involved with the process as they want to be, or as little involved as they want to be. Some of our agents really want to help interview the receiving agents, and there's facilities within our online web tool to do that, or they want to just send them with us without a lot of interaction on the actual selection process.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the best practices that agents can do surrounding referrals? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Tim, specifically, you know, one of our agents in Nebraska, she has a policy of every time she sells a house, she asks the client whether she can help them also buy a house, help them select an agent for buying a house. And so I would say that's an agent in our system that prior to us was already, you know, doing best practices as far as, like, every listing should also be a conversation about where are you buying, can I help you find a buying agent? And so in this case, when she joined Referral Exchange, she saw it as, like, a real accelerator. Another option is some of our agents are doing extensive either telemarketing or online PPC advertising, and they view that as a lot of clients will come in and will be, like we mentioned, outside the market area, or sometimes it is like in different geographically spread out areas. It's 45 minutes away. I would take it if it's a $400,000 listing, but it's a $150,000 listing, so it's not quite worth my time. So what they do is, as an offset to their marketing fee and a way to generate more income from themselves, is they put all of these raw leads into our system. And then we obviously qualify them, make sure that these are bona fide customers with bona fide real estate interest, and then send them out to the referral network for them to receive compensation on if and when it closes.
Okay. Well, and this is, I mean, these referrals are so important, you know, and in fact, I think that they're probably more important now than they've been maybe ever before. Would you agree with that? I mean, do you think that this is something that's becoming more important for agents to really just, you know, keep on their radar, I guess?
Yeah, we're seeing long-term trends. You know, as you know, Americans these days are more and more mobile. They're always, I would say, versus 30 years ago even, there are more moves for work or are moves for retirement. And so the sphere of influence and your market area are starting to not overlap as much as they used to in the old days. And so, like you said, you know, what can a real estate agent do with their license? They can help a client buy a home. They can help a client sell a home, or they can refer the business. And so with these trends of more mobile Americans, you know, referrals are going to be, should be a larger and larger part of your business. And then the other aspect of that is social networking, which is, you know, if you go to the average agent, say, well, how many LinkedIn contacts do you have? 200. How many of those are in your sweet spot for your marketing area of houses, you know, areas where you like selling homes? Much smaller number. And so having a tool like Referral Exchange can allow you to take all of your 200 LinkedIn contacts all of your 1,000 Facebook contacts and actually be a strategic real estate advisory to those people.
Mm, okay. Now, is there a particular type of agent that referral exchange works best for? Or would this really apply to any agent? Is just, you know, maximizing that referral potential, I guess.
We see a lot of high volume, high profile agents. That's who's really signing up for referral exchange currently. You know, in the 4 months since we've done our soft launch, we've already received 11,000 referrals into our system for $1 billion in real estate value. And so we do have agents that submit us, you know, tens of leads a day. And so, you know, these are the people that have large marketing budgets that are very visible in the community, have a lot of different sources for business, and just can't handle it all. We also do see just the traditional normal agent that has those three or four referrals a year, and they believe that this, you know, that this system alone, just to handle those three or four a year, that's great for me too. So we see broad applicability across the agent population.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like that people could jump kind of from one stage of using it or one group of agents to the next, and by how they integrate that in. And I really liked the example you gave me just a couple of moments ago, where you talked about the agent who made it part of her process, right? She said, you know, I've joined this referral exchange, and now I can help you find a house anywhere in the United States. Have you found a lot of agents starting to do that, starting to integrate this into their marketing, into their process, I guess?
Yeah, and we offer a resource center to agents to help them explain it to their customer base about, yeah, how do you phrase it to your consumers or your customers? How do you talk about it? And we're seeing that more and more, and we do see a shift in usage. When we have conversations with real estate agents, again, a lot of them are from this mindset of like, well, I need the consumer completely locked down before I do a referral, and because of that, I only do three or four. And then we'll talk about, well, what about those 10 leads a week that is sitting in your marketing system that you just don't have time to work? Oh yeah, and then they'll start on some of the raw leads. And then they'll see how the system works, and then they'll start integrating more of those personal leads. And then, yeah, the final step is the agents that say, okay, I'm comfortable doing it with raw leads. I'm comfortable doing it with lockdown people. Now, how do I really tell them, like, how do I really tell my sphere of influence that, hey, if you're just even thinking about selling your vacation home, let me work with you.
Yeah. Well, and again, for agents who might feel hesitant about that, right, because, you know, I think Julie calls them secret agents, and her tagline is secret agents have skinny kids, but, you know, agents who might feel uncomfortable soliciting like that, you know, speaking as a personal example, again, when we moved to Phoenix, I would have loved for one of our agents to step forward and say, hey, I'm part of this network. I can get you somebody that you can trust and rely on in this new area, you know. You know, and that doesn't necessarily have to be a move halfway across the country. I mean, that could be, you know, like moving from, you know, one city to another in a county or something, right? If it's a big enough distance, it's too far for the agent to effectively work, then you can use this to send people wherever, and you have this degree of trust and reliability that you just wouldn't otherwise have.
Absolutely. And
well, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, and like you said, I mean, for agents out there that, like you said, might be hesitant to solicit, you know, the network should give them confidence. Again, the CEO sent in his grandmother, so the network, it should give them confidence that again, these are known agents, they're trusted, and interview them and see if you like them in a risk-free manner. So it is a bit of a social wedge to help agents get out there and work their sphere of influence.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if people want to learn more about it, and let me give out that discount code now. Again, you know, as I mentioned, I've mentioned this a couple of times during the call, we do have a special discount, and I want to thank yourself and the, you know, the Flywheel Networks team for getting this together. The website itself is referralexchange.com, but we do have a different URL, and that's www.referralexchange.com/agentVIP. And then if the agent wants to sign up and get a $100 discount, that discount code is TimJulie100. And that's capital T, capital J. So capital T-I-M, capital J-U-L-I-E, 100. And we have that on the show invite as well, the show information here. So, I want to thank you guys for that.
And if agents want more information as well, they can just give us a call for a consultation, and we can talk about their business and where they're getting business and where opportunities for referral exchange might fit in. So they should also feel free to give us a ring.
Okay, and then the phone number there, it looks like it's 415-653-5555. Is that the best number for agents to use?
Absolutely. Give us a ring anytime, and we'll take you through the product and see how it fits with your current business.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Scott, I want to thank you again for your time, and I want to ask if you have any closing thoughts for our audience. I sincerely appreciate your joining us. I'm sorry for some of the technical issues at the top of the call, but, I really appreciate your bearing with us through that and being able to help educate the audience.
Yeah, Tim, we're just glad that we can get the message out about this new product. We think it's exciting for agents, and we're excited to start some partnerships with new agents and try to get them some additional referral fees coming in.
Wonderful. Well, Scott, thank you again, and I'm going to let you go now. And thank you again to the audience as well. This has been Casual Friday on Real Estate Coaching Radio. This is Tim Ventura filling in for Tim and Julie Harris. Tim and Julie will be back on Monday morning, and I want to thank everyone and wish you all a wonderful weekend.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.